This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And Dave Sussman back with you, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. Thank you. We are heading into our third hour already. This is just too much fun. I wish airplanes flew this fast. You know, it took me 15 hours the other day to get back from CPAC. I ended up in Houston and Oakland, okay, from D.C. Reagan. 15 hours. My butt still hurts. But at least I wasn't wearing tight skinny jeans. I'm sorry, kids. how do male teenagers survive today in those jeans? Is this what the problem is? That the blood just isn't flowing up to the brain? Is this why we're now talking about socialism as the new cool thing? It's tight skinny jeans. I was at CPAC last week, as I was talking about at the beginning, and I'm just standing there, and I had one of those few moments where I just got to stand and watch the crowd. Needed to rest my brain. We did so many interviews. And so I'm standing there, and I'm just inhaling some oxygen, and I'm watching the disparity between the older guys that are walking, kind of shuffling along, and they got their Sansa belts going, the big pants, you know. And then the young kids who've got their suits all tied up, and they're just looking fit, tight. And I'm like, wait a minute, those pants just do not look comfortable. The problem is that I'm laughing about it, but it's this new style, which I think is coming from the minds of whether it's Madison Avenue or the fashion designers in New York, whatever it may be, that in some way is demasculating boys and men. You know, Robin Williams had an old joke that he says, if your jeans are so tight you can tell what religion you are, you shouldn't be wearing them. Rest in peace, Robin Williams. I still believe that. You know? And the problem is that when you are walking down the street and you can't tell a man from a woman anymore from behind, it, just looking at their pants, I think we've got a serious issue here. And I'm joking. We're laughing. I know. But it's indicative of a much broader problem right now. And that is that we have this idea that masculinity is a bad thing. I'm here, for those of you that are watching on the home show, I'm in a flannel shirt and jeans. I'm comfortable, right? I need my comfort. I'm just, you know, I'll put on a jacket and a nice shirt or whatever it is when I'm on TV. But the thing is that, you know, you've got to be comfortable. Otherwise, the blood doesn't flow to the brain. But the demasculization of men, this is an effort that hasn't just started. It's been going on for years. We have something called the boy crisis. Warren Farrell, PhD, talked about it. And that is whereby we are teaching our children, especially men, that feelings trump reality. That how you feel is more than what is real. And the idea that to emote and to share your feelings ad nauseum is a good thing. I don't know if it's such a good thing. Sometimes it's good for us to suppress all that stuff and stick it as deep down as we can so it can come out in 20, 30, 50 years in the form of cancer. I don't know. That maybe that's not a good thing either. There's got to be somewhat of a middle ground there. Listen, as a man, as a boy, I'm not going to, you hear me on the radio right now ranting, but I'm somewhat of an introvert. And in relationships, I'm not out there. I'm not going to tell you how I feel about every single thing. I know, complete opposite of this. But I'm talking about relationships. I'm not talking about radio or television. And if we're teaching our kids that they have to gush everything that they feel all the time, what is that doing for our dialogue? It means that one can no longer offend somebody or say something, and everybody's going to be walking around on eggshells. How do we communicate like that? When you have ads from companies like Gillette talking about toxic masculinity, and you have politicians and television and pop stars talking about masculinity being a bad thing doing to our men, what is that doing to our boys? You combine that with outlets such as playing video games where they're going in and Grand Theft Auto and what's this other one? Midnight? Is that a violent game? You know? I'm asking you because you look like you could know. You're young enough? No? I don't know.
Fortnite, yeah, it's pretty violent.
It is violent. Okay. So I don't even know what it is. Okay. So if these are the outlets for some of these marginalized kids, some of these marginalized boys that may have gotten lost, is it any wonder why we're having school shootings? Because you can't suppress all that stuff down, and you can't let it all out. There has to be a middle ground. What are we doing in teaching our children in how to communicate with each other, how to communicate with other boys and other men and women, and teaching men, to be providers, to take care of their families? One day you will be a man, and you're going to have to provide for your family. You're going to have to stand up straight and be confident. Where is that discussion today in the media? So to talk about all of this, right after the break coming up here, we're going to have Mark Tapson from Front Page Mag, one of my favorite go-to places online. And he's also with the David Horowitz Freedom Center. So looking forward to having Mark join us to talk about this, because he has written extensively about this and is one of the leading voices out there to discuss all of this. So Mark Tapson, Front Page Mag. We'll be right back after the break. Dave Sussman here, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina. TheRealSide.com. You got any thoughts about what we're about to talk about here? Join us at the chat rooms, Real Side Radio and Facebook, or 855-732-5563. Be right back here. Dave Sussman signing off until after the break.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Having the best time tonight. We're talking about it all. We are talking about everything, including toxic masculinity. And to pull it all apart and put it back together again, I'm delighted to have my friend Mark Tapson, who is the Journalism Fellow of Popular Culture at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. And you can also read him at frontpagemag.com, which is a fantastic site to read everything that is everything today. Welcome, Mark. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you. And been meaning to, I briefly spoke with you, I think, at the American Freedom Alliance last year when we talked about gun violence. And one of the things that was kind of interweaved with that whole discussion on gun violence, it was right after Parkland, was the whole idea that toxic masculinity and this attack on men and boys and the boy crisis somehow had something to do with it. Now, you've written extensively about this. What is the state of males and men and toxic masculinity today?
It's not good. I'd say that toxic masculinity is such a huge topic now in the cultural conversation that the phrase has literally become just kind of a household buzz phrase. I mean, everybody knows this phrase, toxic masculinity, now, and a year or so ago, that wasn't really the case. Let me back up a little bit and tell you why I have been writing about masculinity a lot lately. As a writer, I usually focus on the intersection of politics and culture. I've been doing that for a long time. For example, I've written a lot about Hollywood and terrorism, or media bias, but increasingly over the last few years, I've been writing more and more about what is often called the war on masculinity. And in fact, I have a book coming out later this year on chivalry and the war on masculinity. And so we can talk a little bit about chivalry later if you like. But in any case, there's been a war on masculinity that's been raging through this culture for a long time, but it's really picked up speed. Picked up momentum in the last couple of years, and as I said, we've reached a point now where it's a major topic of conversation in the culture. And this term toxic masculinity is very controversial, as everybody probably knows, because the implication behind it is that men are toxic. Not that there are some bad men and some good men, but that their very nature, their very masculinity is poisonous. And so something has to be done about it. So we're at a state where what used to be called the war between the sexes is probably in its worst condition, its worst state since, I don't know, since maybe the 60s, it seems like. It's a really controversial and, I think, critical topic.
So where did this come from? Because, listen, I'm younger than you, but I'm older than many. And I remember in the 70s, I mean, we ran outside, we played sports, we wore our OP shorts and played on skateboards. And occasionally you got in a fight or two, tried not to get into too many, but it wasn't the end of the world. Today, everybody seems to be so bubble wrapped. How did we go from there to here?
Well, part of it is that, what you were just describing is sort of the old-fashioned traditional masculinity, where boys seem to have a lot of aggressive energy, and that has become a real flashpoint for the conversation about the sexes and the culture, because as I mentioned, men's very nature is being decried as toxic, and especially the boys' aggressive nature and their excessive energy. And I think we've reached this point because political correctness has really taken a grip in the culture, and it's just reached an insane degree where we can't say anything to each other, we can't do anything without offending anyone. Masculinity now has become really a target for cultural Marxists who are, I guess I could back up a second and talk about cultural Marxism really, really briefly. I imagine your readers know a lot about it, or your listeners rather know a lot about it. But cultural Marxism is basically the application of Marxist principles to the cultural arena as opposed to the economic arena where it doesn't do very well. as we all know, or at least as conservatives all seem to know, Marxism doesn't work very well in the economic arena, but it works astonishingly well in the cultural realm. And that's what this whole war on masculinity is about. It's about cultural Marxism. And what this means is, what it stems from, this war on masculinity. And I know war on masculinity sounds very melodramatic, and I'm a little uncomfortable using that phrase because, men don't like to think of themselves as victims or targets.
Sure.
And saying that masculinity is under assault doesn't really engender a lot of sympathy in people. It sounds very whiny, like men are complaining that they're being picked on.
In the last,
after all, don't we live in a
Yeah, and the last couple
patriarchy.
No, that's the problem. So when we talk about this, and we've got a minute here left before the next break, but you wrote an article here, and you called it Gillette, the worst the man can get, which is obviously based upon that ad that came out. And we could talk about more of that after the break. But you said something here which I thought was very profound. And you said in the last week, the American Psychological Association, the APA, caused a stir by declaring traditional masculinity, quote unquote, marked by stoicism, competitiveness, dominance, and aggression to be, quote unquote, harmful mental disorder.
Yes.
So competitiveness, dominance, and aggression is a disorder.
Yeah, I mean, those qualities can be toxic if they're applied in the wrong way, but they are not inherently toxic. In fact, I'd say that the world has been built largely on competitiveness, dominance, and aggression. I think that those characters have helped to elevate mankind out of caves and into civilization. So, but to have the American Psychological Association issue this report, which they did earlier this year, saying that traditional masculinity is a harmful mental disorder, that is the state of our culture today and the state of this assault on masculinity. And it all boils down to the cultural Marxist aim of eradicating and undermining and subverting all of Western civilization's traditional institutions and social arrangements, including and especially the nuclear family. And to bring that down to get rid of the nuclear family, and the point of that is, for the cultural Marxist, that the family unit, I guess we got a break coming up.
Yeah, coming up, and I want to talk a lot more about this because you really are pinning a lot of really important points right here, and I want to go through a little bit more right after the break. We've got Mark Tapson, Front Page Magazine, and David Horowitz, Freedom Center, with us talking about toxic masculinity. I'm Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina, and we'll be right back after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
The perpetrators abused their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally retired from the Air Force in 2010 with the rank of colonel.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
McSally says she's going public now, hoping it will lead to reforms. Stocks closed lower with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You can't go wrong on a Steely Dan on a Wednesday night. I don't care what Wednesday night it is. Steely Dan's always welcome. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina, and I am delighted to be sitting here on the Real Side Radio. And I know the Facebook room has been buzzing all night at Realside Radio at realside.com. And you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 732-5563. So we're still on the line here with Mark Tapson, who is at Front Page Mag. Fantastic reads. Every time you put something up, I follow him on Twitter. It's always exceptional. And as also with the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Mark, how can folks find you and follow you?
Well, I'm on Twitter at Mark Tapson, strangely enough, and on Facebook at Mark Tapson Writer.
Mark Writer, and that's with a K, folks. Mark with a K, Mark Tapson.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we were talking about toxic masculinity and the war on men, and it all sounds so dramatic, right? I mean, the war on men, it's like the stupid war on Christmas meme every single year. But there is this thing, there is this idea today that toxic masculinity and being aggressive, those are traits of men which push us to get out of bed in the morning, to be an upstanding citizen by being a provider and taking care of our families. What is wrong with that?
Well, nothing is wrong with it unless you are unless you would like to see the dissolution of the family unit. And you know, if you would like to see the state control everything, if you would like to see the state be your father, then the family unit needs to come apart. And that's the whole point of cultural Marxism, is the dissolution of the family unit, because the family is the basic sort of elemental bond of humanity, and it's really the most formidable line of defense against collectivism and against the totalitarian state. So to destroy the family, cultural Marxism has undertaken a campaign over the last several decades to denigrate marriage and motherhood, to obliterate gender distinctions, and mostly to delegitimize masculinity. And emasculation is so crucial to this strategy because traditional masculinity is the warrior spirit of the nuclear family. It's dynamic, it's aggressive, it's unruly, individualistic, and all of those qualities are resistant to collectivism and to government control. So moral masculinity, what I call moral masculinity, is really a threat to tyranny. And so that's why the family is a target, and especially why masculinity must be deconstructed and remade as something less threatening to
collectivist vision.
So, Mark, this is some really, like, dark stuff. I mean, this is guys sitting in a dark cave trying to figure this all out and plan it. Because most people, when they talk about, well, I just don't want men to be as aggressive as they are and they have to have more feelings, I don't think they're thinking along the same lines of what you're just talking about. So where does that come from? Because if that's the overarching goal of all of this and everybody else is just kind of going along like lemmings, where does that come from? Who created that?
You mean where does the cultural Marxism?
Yeah, the overreaching Marxism that you're talking about. Where does that come from? What does that stem up from?
Well, that's a whole big topic in itself. But to put it as briefly as possible, as I mentioned earlier, cultural Marxism is really the application of Marxist aims in the culture, where it can be very subversive and very effective, as opposed to in the economic realm, because you just take one look at Venezuela and you see how well Marxism does in the economic realm. But it started with a school, what's called the Frankfurt School, of some intellectuals back in the 20s and 30s who put these ideas out into academia, and they began to spread through universities and eventually out into the culture. So yeah, I mean, we have people today who, you know, like your typical leftist activist doesn't wake up saying, "Boy, I'm going to wage some really effective cultural Marxism today." So they don't talk about it in those terms, but
right.
They do wake up and say, "I'm going to stick it to the patriarchy today," or "I'm going to, stick it to white privilege." Right? But all of these ideas, white privilege and political correctness and cultural Marxism, all of that. I mean, the patriarchy, all of that stuff is tools of the cultural Marxist.
Yeah.
That's where it all stems from intellectually.
We've seen that, and you talk about the Frankfurt School, and I'm absolutely a big believer in that. Michael Walsh's books on that, the Devil's Pleasure Palace, goes right into that, right? So, but mm-hmm. we talk about how that has kind of bubbled up into the schools and into our media, and now the corporations, and you talk about this in this fantastic article, Gillette, the Worst the Man Can Get. You talk about the most controversial assault of masculinity. It was the razor company Gillette's release of a 2-minute promotional video called "We Believe the Best Man Can Be." Now, we all heard about this. It's a few weeks ago. It seems like 10 years ago in today's news cycle now. But what is that? Is that indicative of how these cultural Marxists have now gone from the schools to the corporate boardrooms, and that we can expect more of this?
Oh, absolutely, because that's, you know, the corporate boardrooms are beginning to be filled with people who went to schools and were indoctrinated this way when they were in university. That's why the whole university setting is so critical to this fight against the radical left, is that, you know, we often hear that we're in a culture war, the left and the right are in a culture war, but in fact, the right has lost the culture war. We're now at best waging a cultural insurgency, not a culture war. And the left long ago seized control of the universities and the news media and the entertainment arena. And so this is, you know, so the messaging goes out through all three of those, the indoctrination in universities and the messaging through entertainment and in the news media. And this Gillette ad is an example of how this company, Nike is another one with their ad,
right.
You know, their controversial Colin Kaepernick ad, but Gillette tried the same thing by being controversial with this toxic masculinity ad from back in January, and it backfired on them. There was such a huge backlash against this ad, which basically said, it basically was accusatory toward men and collectively blaming them for the bad behavior, the toxic behavior of some men.
Right.
And so there was a huge backlash. In fact, I think it was sort of a turning point in this war on masculinity, because it really, as far as I could tell, it really marked the first time that men just rose up en masse and and said, we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
So let me ask you another question on this, because it kind of leads into, in our last couple of minutes here, and this is a discussion we want to have you back on to talk more about, but the idea, and we were joking kind of sort of during the break here, people didn't hear it, but we were talking about chivalry, right? And the idea of the old days of opening a door for women. Today you can get slapped in the face for wanting to help a woman today as a man. What do men, like, are we just men are walking around wondering what the heck we're supposed to do now? What are the messages now?
Well, the men have been getting mixed messages for decades now from feminists who deeply resent chivalry. I mean, they consider chivalry to be very sexist and offensive. I mean, something as simple as you mentioned, you know, opening a door for a woman is now seen as a major a power play between the genders, and it is just it's out of control. So the feminists obviously do not have good feelings about chivalry, and to be honest with you, younger generations of men don't have good feelings about it either. And in my research for this, I discovered that men are just as viscerally angry about the concept of chivalry as women are, as young women are. I'm talking about young men and young women. And the reason is young men blame chivalry for the current state of the sexes. In fact, they blame chivalry for being sort of the seed of feminism, because the common perception of chivalry is that it elevates women, puts them on a pedestal. And so a lot of young men see this as being degrading. So chivalry, you bring up the word chivalry in a room full of young men and women, and it's just, it turns into a madhouse. They're both very resistant to it. But in my book, what I point out is that this perception of chivalry is rather misguided, and men need to get back to what chivalry really is. If you ask people what they first think of when they hear the word chivalry, 10 times out of 10, people will say something along the lines of what you mentioned, opening a door for a woman or some other gallant gesture like that. But chivalry initially was a warrior code of ethics for men.
Right.
It involved honor and courage.
And that needs to be taught again. Mark, what's the name of your book? What's the name of your book?
It's coming out later this year, but I don't have a name for it yet. It's going to be something along the lines of Chivalry and the War on Men.
Very good. Find Front Page Mag, David Horowitz, Freedom Center. Find Mark Tapson. Follow this man. He knows what he's talking about. Fantastic writer. Thank you so much, Mark. Dave Sussman will be right
back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
And Dave Sussman back with you in the chair for Joe Messina, Real Side Radio. This is a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying being here with everybody tonight. Thank you for listening and tuning in. You know, the whole idea of this is to have a discussion. It's to also to be able to talk about these things. I don't think that as a country today we are that far away from the other side. And when I say the other side, I assume most people listening a right of center, libertarian, conservative, Republican, whatever you want to call yourself, but we all espouse the issues of free markets and lesser government, lesser control by a centralized unit. And so if we can have these discussions with each other in a way which allows us to be more cognizant of what the other side is thinking, It sends a message that we're open for conversation. The problem is that when one side is completely closed to the conversation, and we're starting to see that now with this whole discussion about Ilhan Omar and what Nancy Pelosi has done by basically taking this resolution against anti-Semitism and watered it down so badly to the point where it doesn't mean anything. And it didn't really mean anything to begin with. It was just a slap on the wrist. But everybody in the Democratic Party now wants to throw in their entire identity complaint bag into this resolution, well, it also means no homophobia and no racism. And it's good. Listen, we're in a place in this country right now, ladies and gentlemen, where I want to sit down with the other side and have these discussions. I want to be able to have a intellectual debate, because I truly believe that our friends and neighbors on the left don't want different things than we want. They want clean air. They want good schools. They want safe communities. But how we get to those things is completely different as far as the means to those ends. Democrats and liberals and progressives believe that they want the strong arm of a centralized government to dictate and determine exactly who it can say what, who can do what, and it's going to cost you. Because we're going to raise money. People on the right believe in the, well, the curmudgeon, just get off my lawn, man. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing. Let me take care and provide for my family and leave me in peace. I'll pay my taxes. We need fire trucks. We need national security. We need the roads paved. But I don't like the waste. So can we also reduce the waste? That's the difference. You can get specific and go into guns rights and, you know, social issues and things like that. But those are, in my mind, distractions from the two biggest differences between the two biggest groups in this country, and that is Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives, progressives and right-of-center types. And that is big centralized government versus get off my lawn. Leave me alone. And let's talk about how we can have a discussion today, but we can't. We can no longer talk with the other side. Do you know how many people have defriended each other over politics in the past 2 years? There's now dating sites. My good friend Dave Goss, you may know him. He's a good friend of Joe Messina. Okay? He had TrumpSingles.com. He's moving away from it because he needed it as an entrepreneur. You find a need and you fill it. Good entrepreneurs find a need and fill it. What was the need? The need was conservative, good-looking guys like Dave would go on a site. I think he's married, but not Dave, but somebody like Dave, okay, would go on a site. And the first question was, did you vote for Trump? Are you a Republican? You're evil racist? We're never going to meet. And it was, you know, we have this litmus test now where you can no longer even have a discussion. This is how insane our world has become. We can no longer talk. So we're going into our echo chambers, and this is what is really disturbing to me right now. The echo chambers, whether it's social media or radio, talk radio, whatever it may be, or our different websites that we go to or our friends, we're all cocooning. And the idea of communication, the idea of social media, was that we're supposed to have this global community where we can come together. But we're all splitting apart. This idea of multiculturalism is, in effect, a reason for it. And let me explain why. Oh, Dave, you're so racist. You're such a xenophobe. You're such a bigot for saying such a horrible thing. Multiculturalism is beautiful. No, it's not. Actually, have you looked at Europe lately? Are you starting to take a look at what is happening now in the United States with the idea of multiculturalism? Multiculturalism, on paper, sounds wonderful. Rainbows and unicorns, can't we just all get along? But the reality is that we like to stay with our own. Doesn't mean that we can't be friends with different demographics. Many of us are, and we should be. But generally speaking, when immigrants come into the United States, they form towns like Little Italy, Small Armenia, Lithuania town. Downtown Los Angeles is full of them. There's street signs. Little Bangkok or Thailand. What's some of the others? Koreatown. Chinatown. Let's go down to Chinatown. We're going to go get some good Chinese food. Why? Because that's where the Chinese people live. If I want to go to get some Lithuanian food, I'm going to go to small little Lithuania, Ethiopia, whatever it may be. Why does that happen? Is that racist? Is that xenophobic? No, because people are tribal. You can't take millions of years of instinct and DNA and wiring and throw it all out in 30 years because of some academic philosophical argument and legislate accordingly, where you now no longer can say things on Twitter or Facebook, or you can, I mean, this is how insane it has gotten. Let me tell you why. It has gotten so bad that the circular motion of this argument has come full center back to where it started. Does anybody think that Dred Scott was a good thing? Anybody? Raise your hands. Of course it wasn't. Splitting blacks and whites apart at restaurants and water fountains and buses is awful. It's horrible. But now if you graduate Harvard, guess what graduation you're going to go to if you're black? You're going to go to the blacks-only graduation, which has been caused. You're turning down my volume, my input. I'm getting upset. I'm sorry. How is a blacks-only graduation at Harvard a thing today in 2019? Asked for by blacks! Isn't this what your parents and grandparents fought against? How insane is this? How insane is our culture today where this is not looked at askance and a raised eyebrow from our media saying, well, wait a minute. Why is that a good thing? Well, it comes back to my initial point of this rant, and that is tribalism may not be a bad thing. We can get along with each other. We should learn about our cultures. We should break bread with people of different backgrounds and ethnicities and sexual identity or whatever, because I don't believe anybody is truly bad. Sure, you've got a few bad apples out there. But most people are good. They just want to take care of their families and progress in life and be comfortable. We all want the same things. But let us live our lives. And that's the difference. The difference is the left want to control your life. And if I have somebody from the left that I'm sitting down with and having a discussion with, we always come to an agreement that we want the same things. It's just they don't understand how much the left want to control everything. Control the smallest part of your life. From the money that you make and are allowed to keep, to the words that you can say, to the way that you can raise your children now, to the things that they're taught in school. This is no longer the land of the free. And we're quickly heading like a train runaway down a track without brakes towards it being completely controlled. You want to talk about socialism? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Maxine Waters? Ilhan Omar? The list goes on. You really want to talk about socialism? Go back to school and learn what socialism looks like. Take a look at a few thousand miles south of here in Venezuela. People are eating cats and dogs. They're being shot at. Because they have the temerity to want to be free. The issue of our time isn't just free speech. The issue of our time isn't just control. The issue of our time is allowing a select, self-congratulatory group of supercilious people, sanctimonious, that hate you, control everything that you do in your life. And we have to stop it. It's been a pleasure sitting in for Joe Messina once again. My name is Dave Sussman. You can follow me at David Sussman on Twitter. Follow Whiskey Politics on YouTube and on Facebook. And I look forward to being back again real soon. Special thanks again to Joe Messina. Cheers. God bless.